Shri Gornataki. Jagannam Baladev Subhadraki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Hey, Archita Prabhu, could we have a little volume? Or do we charge by the minute here? Hare Krishna, just a little more volume. Because I'm losing my voice and add it to everything else. All we need now is for the seat to catch on fire. That actually happened. I knew it's a long story. There was a devotee who, you know, previously, thank you very much, that's good. The Brahmins, by mantra, you could ignite the wood. So I don't want to mention the name of the devotee. But he dipped it in some, he went to a magic shop, and you could rub the sticks together, you know, there was some solution, and they would cause a fire. So he thought, this is great. He'll, you know, rub the sticks, and the fire will start. So he did it in the morning. Evidently, it didn't have quite of its potency or something. Did it once, didn't twice, three times, didn't work. In frustration, he tossed them under the seat. And literally, evidently, the friction on the floor and the sticks, it caught the Vyasasan on fire. He had to get up, and they took the flaming Vyasasan out. That marriage did not last long, I'll tell you. It was an indicator of where that was going. So, all right. So we are on verse. There was some confusion. I'm sure the fault is mine on which verse we're going to do. So we're going to go with, because I did think about this one a bit. So we're skipping 28, and we're going to do 29, and maybe 30, we'll see. And someone can go back and do 28 tomorrow, I don't know, whatever, you guys can sort it out. Because the Bhagavatam, each verse is in and of itself. So what's on the, okay, good, we're relatively in sync. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Sadamo Pagate Damaganadi Bisaha Kalaunasa Dashumesha Purano Ko Nidodata Narayana Namaskritcha Nanam Chaivam Narottama Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet. So, this is second canto, 10th chapter. Text 29. Aditso ana pananam asan kukukshi antra narayaha. Did I skip a line? Okay. Gotta help me out here. Nadya samudras cha tayos tushti pushtis tad ashraye aditsoranapananam asan kukukshantra nadaya nadya samudras cha tayos Tushti pushtish tadashraye Aditsor anapananam Asan kukukshantra nadayaha Nadya samudras chatayos Tushti pushtish tadashraye Aditsor anapananam Asan kukukshan shanadayaha. Nadya samudras chatayos. Tushti pushtish tadashraye. Aditsaranapananam. Asan kukukshan chanadayaha. Nadaya samudras chatayos. Tushti pushtish tadashraye. Aditsaranapananam. Asan kukukshan chanadayaha. Nadya samudras chastayos. Tushti pushtish tadashraye. Aditsaranapananam. Asan kukukshan chanadayaha. Nadya samudras chatayos. Tushti pushtish tadashraye. Vaishnavis. Desiring to have. Ana. Pananam, of food and drink. Asan, there became. Kukukshi, the abdomen. Antra, the intestines. Nadaya, and the arteries. Nadya, rivers. Samudra, seas. Cha, also. Tayor, of them. Tushti, sustenance. Pushti, metabolism. Tat, of. Ashraye, the source. Translation. When there was a desire to have food and drink, the abdomen and the intestines and also the arteries became manifest. The rivers and seas are the source of their sustenance and metabolism, also you say. When there was a desire to have food and drink, the abdomen and the intestines and also the arteries became manifest. The rivers and seas are the source of their sustenance and metabolism. And Prabhupada's purport. The controlling deities of the intestines are the rivers, and those of the arteries, the seas. Fulfillment of the belly with food and drink in the cause of sustenance and the metabolism of that food and drink replaces the waste of the bodily energies. Therefore, the body's health is dependent on healthy actions of the intestines and the arteries. The rivers and seas, being the controlling deities of the two, keep the intestines and the arteries in healthy order. I guess we'll sally forth into 30 also. But, well, we'll just see where we go here. The Omagena Tamarandasya Gyanagena Salakaya Chakshushan Militan Gena Tasmani Shi Gurave Namaha. This chapter, because we're trying to figure out what to do here, let's step back for a moment and get an overview. The chapter is called Bhagavatam is the Answer. Well, answer means there must be, what is a precursor to an answer? You would think, wouldn't you? There should be some question. So the human being, and not Dvipada Pashu, not a two-legged animal, but a human being, what is the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra? Atato Brahma Jigyasya. And atato means therefore, thereafter, having arrived at. So, Bahunam Jamanam Mante, you know, to get to this human form of life was not an easy or free ride. Who knows? We may have been here multiple times. And Prabhupada said, everyone has questions and answers. The birds are chirping in the morning. Where is worm? Where is worm? The man is looking at the Wall Street Journal. Where is money? Where is money? Everybody's got questions and answers. They're all busy with questions and answers. But what are the questions and answers that actually, you got to have the right questions and you got to have the right answers. So, they say if you want to understand for managing, you know, they got all those slogans and tricks and this and that, which I never remember, but you should ask 5 times why, and it actually makes sense. There's no breakfast. Why? Well, the cook didn't show up. Well, okay, why? Well, he's on strike. Well, why? Well, he didn't, you know, and you'll find out, oh, well, you know, what's the root cause? And if you solve that, then all the dominoes will fall into place. So you should ask why 5 times. And just like Sanatan Goswami, what did he ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Did he ask, you know, please give? People ask me all the time, give blessings. No, Swami, can you give blessings? Well, okay. If you want to have some fun, when somebody asks you, can you give me blessings? Say, okay, what blessings do you want? What kind of blessings? You know, so I can tune in, like Sankalpa. I got to figure, okay, I'm going to give you, what kind of blessing do you want? Do you want to enjoy in this material world? I'm not going to give you that blessing. Do you want it? Suppose you're in a box. Of course, we don't box. But, you know, in a boxing ring. And the guy's just being pulverized. He's just, and if he falls back in the corner and his trainer is saying, oh, you're doing great, champ, you know, and I'll ice it up, you know, and, you know, go back and get him. You don't even want to see it. The guy's just being, am I helping him if I patch him up and put him back in the ring? You know, the intelligence is, hey, throw in the towel. Next time he swings, hit the canvas. You know, just don't get up. That's actually help. So what's actually going to help us in this world? So Sanatan goes, when they ask for blessings, Prabhupada was on a train. I'll say it again because it's a nice story about Prabhupada. When he did his translating work, you know, the Bhagavatam is Prabhupada's purports twice, both Ramaswar and Harikesh confirmed, and Harisari. So it's a triple lineup. That Prabhupada said that my books will be the law books for humankind for the next 10,000 years. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if all the books in the world were lost and Bhagavatam remained, nothing would be lost. Just like we're reading here, you know, this. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Hopefully. But the point is that Prabhupada had to choose every word carefully. And he didn't like to be disturbed when he was writing his Bhagavatam purports. So Prabhupada's riding on a train, and, you know, Indian train, and there's different compartments, and it's early in the morning. And there were some Bengali gentlemen, happened to be Bengali, I'm not picking on Bengalis, but they were Bengali gentlemen, Mukherjee, Chatterjee, you know, whatever it is, Banerjee. And they were Brahmins, and they wanted to get the blessings of the Swami. So Hari Sari said it was like rugby. They were like blocking the line, you know. These guys wanted to get into Prabhupada's compartment, and Prabhupada didn't want to, you know, and the devotees didn't want Prabhupada disturbed. So they were kind of, you know, jockeying for position. Somehow these guys got in. And so they said, oh, Swamiji, Swamiji, give us your blessings, give us your blessings. Prabhupada said, and what are those blessings? Which caught him by surprise. You're just supposed to say Ashtravad, you know, and, you know, Shanti, 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 and, you know. But, oh, I got to think. What are those blessings? So the man said, I've got this arthritis in my knee. Prabhupada made a look. It was obviously not the right thing. And they were intelligent, so they thought, well, let me be a little magnanimous, a little, you know, broaden the spectrum. So they said, the man said, and for my family, blessings for my family. Prabhupada again, you know, wrong. So he said, satisfaction for the world, peace and happiness on the world. You know, when he radiated out from his self-centered to his family and then to humankind at large, you know. Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said, you want my blessings? He said, take that saffron cloth. And he pointed to skinny little Satsarupa Swami. And they panicked. Whoa, 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 no Swami, no Swami. Like, call it off. And they were gone. They left Prabhupada alone in peace. It was Prabhupada's strategy to have him leave him alone, you know. But he was also making a point. Sanatana Goswami, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, everyone calls me Panditji, and he was a Panditji, Sanatana Goswami. Spoke multiple languages, you know, so we can go on and on, his qualifications. You know, the Bengal was Bangladesh and West Bengal. 20% of the world's, what is it, you know, the gross national product, GNP, yeah? GDP, gross domestic product, of the world came out of Bengal. Oh, out of the Mughal Empire, And of the Mughal Empire, yeah, that China was the only place that had a high, more, the entire Europe, France, Germany combined together were 14%. China was like 27. I think the, you know, whatever was the Ottoman Empire was, you know, the other large one. So just try to understand the opulence and power and scope. And under the Mughal Empire, the Nawab was, you know, a Bangladesh. And the prime minister for that was Sanatana Goswami. So just imagine how qualified, forget the Secretary of State or, you know, whatever we've got, you know, just, so, and everyone called him Panditji. But what did he say? Everyone calls me Panditji, but what do I not know? What did he ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who am I and why am I suffering? So, you know, to ask questions five times, it's not to ask, you know, who am I? You know, here, one thing we all know, you know, when I was a kid, I used to wonder, you know, if I got in a rocket ship and I just kept going, what would happen? You know, I go past Moon. Okay, Pluto at those times was the first. I zip past Pluto. I just keep going. What, you know, what happened? You ever think about this when you're a kid? What happens? You know, is there, you know, what is infinity? Do I, you know, does it turn around and how does it work? So How did we get here? Doesn't that seem like a reasonable question? Poof. Okay. Well, now, and that's the first step of God realization. Because that's what this chapter, Bhagavatam Answers, is growing out of the beginning of the second canto, which is the first step in God realization. And how does that first step in God realization? We're going to go through a little progression here. How does that start? Okay, I know that I'm here. I mean, I'm not so sure about you. You may all be, you know, I may be dreaming all about you. But I know that I'm conscious. I'm here. And I have to relate. There's the internal seer seen and the act of seeing, Satsandarbha Jiva Goswami says. So I know that I'm here. And I know that there's an outside world. It appears to be, whether it's a dream or not, you know, whether it's mental or physical, but there's a relationship. So how does it work? What's my relationship? So the first question is, why? Why am I? Shouldn't we ask that? Should we just stumble down the road? Nike says, what is the slogan for Nike? Anyone know? Just do it. Sounds snappy, doesn't it? Hey, just do it. Be free. Just do it. Well, are you comfortable with that? Just do it? That's what lemmings do. You know, lemmings who jump off the cliff, they just follow the first guy. They just do it. Stimulus response, stimulus response. Get a job, go to college. Why? I was in Bangladesh. And I was getting whatever it was. I was at a little stall stationery store. And there was a student there. And he came, you know, whatever. We started talking. And I said, hey, we've got some programs at the temple. Why don't you come? He said, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I said, what are you doing? Ask why. I said, why? What are you doing? He said, I've got to study for a test. I said, okay, why? He said, I want to get a good grade. I said, okay, why? He said, well, I want to graduate with honors. I said, okay, why? He said, well, you know, I want to get into a PhD program in America. I said, why? He said, well, then I'll be able to get a good job. I said, why? He said, well, then I can get a beautiful wife and a house and a car by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. You know? I said, why? He said, well, then I'll be happy. I said, aha! That's your point. You want to become happy. These are all intermediary steps to the goal of becoming happiness. I said, guess what? I'm coming from America. We have so many big houses and big cars and beautiful wives and all this, and nobody's happy. I said, I had all that, and I'm coming to learn from you, from your Vaishnav culture. I'm here in Bangladesh. You're going in the wrong direction, buddy. I've already been there, done that, you know. He said, oh, never thought of it that way. So the point I'm trying to make is, okay, shouldn't we think, well, we're here. Suppose this meditation on the arteries and how they're like the rivers and the mountains are the bones and the clouds are the hair of the Lord, you know, all he's waiting for breakfast. What is the purpose of all this? The purpose is to get us to the point of thinking, well, hang on a minute. I'm here. You know, when you see at a mall, it says you are here, you know? Okay, you are here and you look for, and I want to be over here. I want to, you know, whatever I'm trying to get, a shoes or a computer thing or that. So you are here. And then I look at the map, well, I want to get here, and how do I get there? Well, here are the steps. So human life is meant for sambandha abhideya prayojana. Sambandha means to understand, okay, how does the whole thing lay out? Like Sankhya Yoga, it breaks everything down into 24 elements. I don't want to go too far down the lane. But you understand all the parts. And then what's the next thing? That's sambandha. What is everything? And how does it all relate to each other? Then the next comes abhideya. Okay, what is the function? What do we do with all the parts? And what is the last thing? Sambandha abhideya, what's the last? What's the fruit of the thing? What's the purpose of the thing? So the first step in God realization, and Bhagavatam is the answer, they fit together in this way, that we should, human form of life, atato brahma jigyasya, means to ask, why am I here? Suppose you're getting a check in the mail. When they say, don't ask, don't tell. Suppose you're getting a check in the mail, you know what, let's pick a number, $3,000 a month. And it's just coming in the mail. Cash it right away, see if it clears. And it clears. And it comes every month. And it keeps coming every month. Now, if you have a little bit of brains, what do you begin to think after a while? I don't want to make it too difficult for you. What is the first thing you would think? Well, there's a lot of things you would think, but you'd think, who's sending it? Right? Where's it coming from? So the first step in God realization is meant to develop a sense of dependence. Well, wait a minute. I'm dependent. You know, when Prabhupada came to America, it was the bicentennial. And, you know, the American independence, Prabhupada had so much fun with that. Everywhere, he was that summer, Prabhupada would come to America in the summertime. And you, if you listen to the lectures, multiple times, Prabhupada used that as a theme. And he just laughed at this idea of independence. Who said, Prabhupada said, Bhagavatam is declaration of dependence. That if you think about it, and they say, well, that's for weaklings, you know, God is for those who are afraid of death, and it's for old ladies and little children, but, you know, I'm a man, I stand up, you know, I accept reality, I'm an existentialist, you know, I create my own values, and I don't care about good and bad and death, I create my own, you know, values. Well, good luck with that. Can you create gravity? You're not controlled at every single moment? So, the Prabhupada said, in one of those lectures, a man asked, well, you know, that's just for weak will to admit dependence. It's low self-esteem. Prabhupada said, hold your breath. Who here can, what, does anyone know we have any, a Google? Don't whip your phone out, but I don't know what's, no, don't. I think deep, they call it free diving. Isn't that what it's called? You go without oxygen? Yeah. It's just, I mean, there's so many, it's like mountain climbing. Why? You know, see how close you can come to killing yourself? So, but I think they can hold their breath 8 minutes. Gets given 20. Next life they'll come back as a dolphin, but anyway. Suppose you can hold your breath. But ultimately, what does that person have to do? Have you ever been in the ocean, you know, whatever, it's a long story, and you're losing your, you're under, knocked under the waves? You know that feeling when you finally get to the top? So that guy can hold his breath for 14 minutes, 17 minutes. Oh, God, thank you. Oop, I slipped out, oh, God. Anyway, but that everyone, to admit that one's dependent, we can't even hold our breath. Here it talks about sustenance, and we're dependent. We don't even know how our food's being digested. So we are dependent. First step in God realization is to realize that we are dependent. I'm not the controller. I am completely dependent. And like getting that check in the mail, after a while you begin to think, if you're getting that check in the mail, who is sending it? So when one sees the world, you know, there's the universal form as the body of the Lord, and that is the first step of God realization. To seeing the systems, there's rivers. You know this big storm they had up north and we got some rain down here? It's called an atmospheric river. They're now discovering that they're just like there's rivers in the ocean, there's rivers in the climate. There's all in the atmosphere. One of them is called the pineapple express. It flies over, it picks up all kinds of moisture and flies out of Hawaii. There's all these rivers, and they're all flowing at different levels. They're shocked at how the more they learn, the more complicated the thing becomes. They used to, a one cell paramecium, it's one of the simplest living entities that there is. It's a single cell entity. And it moves itself. We're a little off the track, but that's okay. We'll get back. Oh, what's the time? We need a clock. And we go to when? 8:30, is it? Yikes. Well, so I'll speed it up. Because I mentioned the paramecium. Here's the thing. The paramecium is one cell. It's one of the simplest things you can imagine. The more they study it, the more amazing they are. Here's just one example. It propels itself. It's got little, cilia or whatever that is, flagella or whatever it is. Drew to Carmen knows better than me. Yeah, and that's what it propels itself. Now, the thing is, there's a ratio of energy consumed and how far it pushes you forward. Like, you know, in order to move X feet, I've got to consume Y energy, you know, if you're with me. Now, and it's a whole thing, energy efficiency. The least amount of energy consumed to propel you forward. And they work on this stuff. And gas combustion is very wasteful. You know, it burns the gas, you know, the piston and whatever, and the thing goes, you know. I think it's like 27% efficient. Better is a steam engine. Steam is like, I don't know what it is, a 35%. This little thing that happened by chance, there's no rhyme and reason, there's no design to the universe. It all happened by chance, you know, from a singularity or the Big Bang or whatever you want to call it. This little thing propels itself. It would be the equivalent of speeding down the highway at 90 miles an hour, proportion to its size. And it's like 65-75% efficient. So it's a far better designed engine than anything the best and the brightest at MIT or Caltech can come up with. And it happened by chance? So if one begins, and this universe, this planet, how complex it is, you know, we all know global warming. Suppose you let a monkey into a factory, a herd of monkeys, and they just start pulling levers and pushing buttons. You know, when you put a bunch of monkeys in there, what's going to happen to that factory? It's like a cartoon, like a Three Stooges movie. You know, boom, this thing will blow up. Well, you've got these people released. They have a so modern society. They're in there pulling the levers and pushing the buttons. They're like a bunch of monkeys, and they're jerry-rigging the whole thing, and they're wondering, you know, why is the whole thing blowing up? What's happening to the weather? What's happening to this? What's happening to the economy? What's happening, you know? So the Bhagavatam answer is, first off, we're not independent. We're dependent. And what are we dependent on? Well, okay, there must be intelligence because there's a design. Wherever there's design, order, pattern, Jai Rukmini Dorkadish, Jagannath Baladi Sambhav, Jai Shishi Gaurna Thai. Is there a sequence? All right. But my point is, here's the thing. To be intelligent, the human form of life, is to realize that we're dependent. And we're dependent, it must, on this material creation. At least that much we have to admit. I got to eat, I got to sleep, I got to breathe, I'm dependent. Now, what I'm dependent on is not happening by chance. It's happening by design. That's common sense. Wherever there's order, pattern, symmetry, there has to be intelligence behind it. You walk in here and everything's jumbled up, it's unclean, the chairs are cut. Who's in charge? What happened? Wherever it's neat and clean, there's someone behind it. I challenge you to find me one place where you find order, pattern, and symmetry that there's not intelligence behind it. I've been working on it. I cannot think of a single one. So if I'm dependent, what I'm dependent on is ordered. It must be designed. If there's design, there's intelligence. Now, the next question, why, ask why? What's the next intelligent question? Well, what's the nature of that intelligence? Just like Swavas was saying, you're getting a check in the mail. Well, who's sending it? And to fast forward the thing, well, I'm dependent. Then what's my relationship? You know, why are they sending it? Do I owe them money? You know, like they say, if you make a deal and you cash the first check, then it's actually legally binding. So if I'm getting money in the mail and I'm cashing it, you know, what did I sell my kidney? You know, I mean, what am I? What's my obligation? What's the relationship? And when we see that intelligence behind this creation is actually merciful, Mother Earth, they talk about. Well, wait a minute. There's an intelligence behind it, and that intelligence is merciful, and I'm dependent on. A sense of gratitude develops. It's Vaishya. He talks about the attitude of gratitude. One develops a sense of gratitude. And out of gratitude, what should come before we get to love? Service. And from service, then you come to the point of love. And parallel to that, I just want to develop as two things and then we'll be done. Parallel to that, developing is, wait a minute, I'm conscious. I'm not just happening by chance. This creation is ordered. There must be intelligence behind it. That intelligence I'm dependent on. And guess what? That intelligence is kind. Then let me develop, what is my relationship? My relationship is let me do some service. Let me reciprocate. So what is the nature of that intelligence? That's just the other why I wanted to follow. We say God is absolute, right? We say God is Purnam. You ask people, God is the source of all things, right? I mean, that's anyone who's any inclination towards theism, they'll agree that God is the source of all things. Now, Prabhupada says it this way, if I take a drop of water out of the ocean, can I have anything in that drop that's not in the ocean itself? Is it possible? No. It's a subset. If I have a set of numbers and I take a subset, can I have anything in the subset that's not in the original set? Is it possible? Now, we are a subset of creation. Here we are. God is absolute. God is Purnam. Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idam. So, I've got a personality, isn't it? I mean, you may not like it, but I've got a personality. I haven't tried to lose it for years, but I'm sort of stuck with it, you know, at this point in the game. But we've all got personality, we've all got nature, we all have relationships, we all have emotions. I mean, emotions are much more powerful than the thought process. You know, forget intelligence, emotion overrides it 90% of the time. So, if I have emotion, if I have relationship, if I have form, if I have pastimes, how can the source, if I'm a subset, how can the set, how can the absolute not have what I have? It's impossible. Therefore, the absolute, the designer of this existence on which I'm dependent, that designer must have form, pastime, and activities. Now, is that form old man with a beard? Is it a shining light? What is it? Ask why. Is that, what's logical? Bhagavatam is the answer because it's the actual answer. So the question, okay, we've gotten to the point of, well, there must be an intelligence who must have all qualities, must have personality. Okay, is he an old man with a beard? Why? What does anyone know a line from Brahma Samhita that defeats the idea that the absolute should have a beard? What is it? Puranapurusham. Puranapurusham means he's the old man. Okay, fine. Old man with a beard? But what's the next line? Nava Yovanam Cha. He's a fresh youth. If God is the source of all life, how can he be a withered up old man? Show me the seamless logic. If God is the source of all beauty, I mean, I don't want to. I'm an old guy. I'm sorry. I used to be quite handsome. Anyway, at least in my mother's eye. You know? But, I mean, look. You know, it's all gone, you know. Which is a good thing. It's good for a sannyasi. So, but God should be all wrinkled and old? Why? How do we say Bhagavatam answer is that Krishna, Shyamasundar, Gopal, Damodar is the cause of all causes. Have you guys lost your mind? You're sentimental, it's emotional, you believe folklore, wishful thinking. No, it is profoundly logical. That Krishna, the cause of all causes, the source of everything we see, the sustainer of all existence, is a transcendental sweet cowherd boy playing in Vrindavan. And all attractive. It is profoundly, it is the only logical answer. There is no other logical answer. And therefore, just to finish, our duty, our intelligence is to surrender and serve Krishna. I do want to end. I met a devotee the other day and he said, my life's all messed up. And he began to, he had problems with his family life and his economics. And, there's so many problems. As they say in Italy, there's always a rock in the shoe. There's always something. So he said, this life is messed up. I said, you know what? Everybody's life is messed up. You know why everybody's life is messed up? Because this world is messed up. It is the nature of the place. My mother used to take us as kids to the beach. And at the beach, we all had a picnic lunch, right? And then she'd always say, well, there's sand in everything. I was 6 years old. I thought, well, then don't go to the beach. it's sort of the nature of the place, You got to expect some sand. So similarly, we're in this material world. It's going to be messed up. But for the devotees, this is the point I wanted. The Bhagavatam answer to all the intelligent, reasonable questions, the question anyone who's not just a monkey pulling on the levers and messing everything up. The logical question, the conclusion is that before we know it, Prabhupada says it multiple places. Sure, this life is difficult. This devotee is saying, my life is messed up. My mind is jumping. But my life is messed up. But is our life messed up? What happens at the end of our life? Devotees, here, what's going to happen to us? Yeah. Prabhupada said, just like you wake up from a dream, and Prabhupada said in this lifetime, I was in New York City, Brooklyn, Henry Street. Prabhupada said, you chant 16 rounds a day, you follow the regular principles, and you will go back home to God. You will see Krishna in this life face to face. Seems pretty, in this lifetime, okay, Prabhupada said it. Later on, Jayadwaita Maharshi, the question that was on everybody's mind in the darshan in the afternoon, he said, Prabhupada, you said in Bhagavatam class, 16 rounds, follow regular principles, serve devotees, and you'll see Krishna face to face in this lifetime. So he said, Prabhupada, in this lifetime, Prabhupada slammed his hand down, said, in this lifetime, why not? And that was the end of that. So my point is that just like you wake up from a dream, we have sambandha abhideya prayojana. We've got to remember the prayojana, the fruit of the thing. We will all one day open our eyes, just like the next verse, which I was supposed to give class on, but it's a long story. Just like when you wake up from a dream, you remember all of your duties. You may have been, king of Saipan or whatever in your dream, and you wake up, I got to go to work, or I got to, when you wake up, you remember. Prabhupada said, it's just like that. We will wake up, and all of a sudden, there'll be Krishna and the cowherd boys, beautiful Shyamasundar, and they'll say, hey, come on, it'll be the gopis, they're going off to Govardhan Hill to, whatever, and you'll just fall in, and that's it, off we go. And that's it. So, it's a pretty good deal if you ask me. So, this world, it's messed up. Sure, there's struggle, there's difficulty. That's the nature of the place. It's not due to Krishna consciousness. It's not due to devotees. It's not due to the L.A. temple or the San Diego temple. If I just move to the temple in Puerto Rico, everything will be great. It's the nature of the place. So, if we just hold tight, remember what we're doing, and in before we know it, we'll be there with Krishna and the cowherd boys. So that's the Bhagavatam's answer. And we should end there. Thank you very much, Prabhu. It's all glorious to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Anybody got an aspirin? Oh, Krishna.